What is this?
Open it now.
Why would I need to open it? It's obvious what it is. It's a card. I can see it from here.
Could be a check inside.
You part with money.
Happy birthday, Jean.
That's all you have to say.
I'm back.
I have eyes lied. What you want?
To wish my lovely, sexy...
No, what you want?
A glorious happy birthday.
Did you get lost? My birthday was 2 months ago. What you want?
Dutchy.
What you doing?
Sitting down.
Go stand over there.
Oh, come on, Jane.
I said go stand over there.
Oh, there goes that spice.
Stop it. Over there. Franklin in trouble.
No.
You been to see him?
What happened?
What always happened with him? Trouble follow him like drink follow you.
What happened?
He man some boy. Boy say him owe him money.
Yeah? For what?
Is that concern I hear?
For what, Jean?
The boy and him friend come knocking on my door in the middle of the night. Nearly broke it down. What you think it was about?
Drugs? Oh, I tell he. 1,000 times I said to he.
Obviously, he didn't hear.
I'd rather see he lock up somewhere than deal with that rubbish.
Have you finished?
Who is this boy?
Paul Reedman.
Walter's little boy?
Him.
Jesus.
He look at me like he didn't recognize me, but I knew he did. I said to him, is that how you turn out now? Go through the house like a maniac? Same house where you come and eat after school every day while you wait for your mother to come back from work? Look at me when I'm talking to your boy.
What he say?
He smile. He smile right at me. Call me something.
What he call you?
You don't need to know. I tell him, and all the way through him laughing at me, I tell him, mind yourself with me, boy. Don't talk to me so.
They had no respect.
Can we never teach them any?
Our boys.
No, that boy.
Franklin is not a saint.
So that make it right?
No, it doesn't make it right.
Paul's mother was too soft. She loved to spoil him.
And what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
No, you just let the boy run riot.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, let him do what he want.
Move yourself.
No consequences.
You know what? I'd laugh if it weren't so tragic. Consequences. You wouldn't know consequences if it run up through your behind.
My what?
Consequences. You want me to spell it out for you?
No, thank you. Look, Jean, all I am saying
no,
is...
No, I think you said enough.
May I finish?
I concede. You have the floor.
All I am saying is we haven't done right by them. None of us have. We made mistakes.
Like we're supposed to be saints.
No, we are not. That is the point.
Lloyd Adams, man of regret.
I am not done yet.
Sorry, sir.
They blame us. We blame our parents. They probably blame their parents as well. And so it go on and on and on.
You've been drinking.
Sometimes it's best to cut the ties early.
Oh, no.
Let them fend for themselves early, by themselves. That way, they got no one to blame if they can't get a break.
I know where you're going with this.
Of course you know.
Is that what you tell yourself every night?
You can be angry all you want, Jean, but you know I'm right.
You've been standing there 5 minutes and already you've exhausted my patience. I can't believe I put up with 20 odd years of that.
It was a red suitcase.
Finish your smoke, then go.
You had on that blue coat that I buy you.
Why do you even bother?
I was down there, standing by the taxi, screaming at you for you to get your backside down here. You almost came. You nearly came with me by this much.
Yes, almost.
Why do you always love to pretend to be so fucking noble?
Excuse me?
The only reason you didn't come was because your mother grabbed you by the side of your hair and pulled you back inside.
She was right.
You were scared. One night with her chatting down here, your soul was more than enough to stop you.
Stop haunting me.
Stop lying.
You're the coward, not me.
You may hate me, Jean, but you envy me as well.
I don't hate you, Lloyd.
Who says the boys would be any better if I was here?
We won't know.
But Teddy's boy, he and his wife did nothing but love that child. Now the boy is in prison because he raped that girl.
James and Fernie Matthews, you remember their daughter? She's a lawyer now.
Sam Parsons had to raise those three sons of his all by himself after his wife died. All three of them work in the city, have their own home each.
May Douglas from upstairs. She, one, and her daughter live in that flat. Daughter in hospital now. Head all mash up because of crack. Be honest.
I did the right thing.
Goodbye.
I know.
Good for you.
They hate us. The only difference between you and me is that I saw it sooner.
No, you didn't.
Jean Vincent, full of regret.
Gwen, I don't need you feeling sorry for me.
You do that for yourself.
Stop haunting me, Lloyd, please.
You will keep in touch?
Why?
I'd like to know.
All right, but that is all. Don't come round here again.
I promise.
Don't come round here, Lloyd.
I say I promise.
Give me your number.
Hold on a minute.
What the hell is that?
I only just got it the other day. I still can't remember the number. Right, here it is. Write it down.
Those things are for young people.
Says who?
You're never going to grow up, are you?
You only pretend to hate me.
I'm done hating you. Too much work.
So you go call me, right?
I said I would.
So why you let them do this to you?
They're my children. I have to fix them.
You think I all bad, right? Right? Because I left you alone?
It no matter what I think.
You remember my daddy? What a bastard he was. Lord, that man was a bastard. Going on about it morning, noon, and night. How they let in dog before they let in he. Telling me to my face, a little boy's face, that if he have it so hard, why should I have it so easy? Well, it wasn't easy. He any backhand never make it easy. I swore ye, on your cheap-looking grave, that I would never go to be like he. I could feel he. And every day the little part of him grow bigger. I have it tough, boy, so you must have it tough. I could feel he inside me, Jean. Growing inside me. I promised myself. I did those boys a favor, right? They didn't need to be seeing that.